It's May 17th, and this update is coming to you from Everest Base Camp again. This morning we got up early. Maggie Schneider, who's now already started down the valley with the rest of most of the rest of our trekking group, stood triumphantly at a Chorten at base camp. Maggie's accomplishment reaching base camp this year, her athleticism, her experience as a mountaineer, and her love of the Sherpa people and this culture has been a joy for me to watch. She's managed her MS very well. It's a disability, of course, but it's nothing that holds her back, and it's been inspirational for me to see how she's performed on this trip. The image of her standing at that Chorten this morning with the Khumbu Icefall behind was really uplifting and heartwarming to me. She's done a great job, as has many, many people on this great mountain this season. We had another sleepless night tending to radios, news from high on the mountain. At about 2:30 a.m., Amy, who was sleeping with a radio so she could keep in touch with Will's progress, came over to my tent. I was laying awake waiting for news, and she gave me the news that Will had turned back at what we call the balcony at 28,000 feet on the southeast ridge of Everest. A disappointing time, but as I sat and talked through the morning hours with Amy, I told her how many of us had tried so many times before Everest allowed us to climb her. The mountain is great. It's always going to get the last word. And those of us like Will Cross who keep our priorities straight, we're determined, we're skilled, but we know that it's more important to come down for another day than it is to push on needlessly. And Will's got his priorities straight. He is back at the South Col now. We understand he's tired and dehydrated and needs to get some fluids, but he's going to be fine. He's going to take care of himself coming off the mountain. I had a busy time and a rewarding time keeping track with many other friends. I just had a conversation with another good friend on the balcony who's descending with his team after a successful ascent all the way to the summit. Not the clearest weather today, but still the mountain allowed some people to go to the top today, and we're hoping for their safe return to the South Col, Camp 2, and on down from there. Amy and Min Badu are waiting here with our many friends at base camp for Will to come down, and as I mentioned, the rest of the crew has started down the valley. We've got a lot of friends along the way at Fariche, Pang Boche, Namche Bazaar. The walk back to Lukla is going to be enjoyable for us because of the accomplishment of having reached Everest Base Camp, because of all the good friends we've made with the Sherpa people, and because of how what a benefit the thick air is going to be as we descend into lower altitudes.